Oil prices have rebounded some in the last few weeks, and while that's good news for oil companies and Alaska's oil-based economy, it's not nearly enough to fill the $3.2 billion hole in the state's budget. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney reports.
Oil prices were up for the third straight week last week. In Alaska, North Slope crude rose to nearly $50 a barrel by the end of the week. That's much higher than the $40 a barrel price the state based this year's budget on, but the price isn't nearly high enough to fill the state's massive budget deficit. Ken Alper, director of the state's tax division, says each dollar increase in the price of oil works out to about $25 to $30 million in revenue for the state. And while that's helpful, it's not going to balance the budget.
I don't think we're expecting it to move by very much. And once again, we're anticipating over a $3 billion deficit. So a few hundred extra million is certainly helpful, but it still means a very large shortfall for the current year.
Alper says the rebound in prices is good for oil companies.
The big difference that happens around $46 a barrel is, that is, per our estimates, around the break-even point for the major producers on the North Slope.
That break-even point is a big deal for the state. If oil stays at that price, the state is guaranteed a 4% tax on production. Any lower, and companies can claim credits that reduce the state's tax revenue. But the price of oil is still half of the $102 per barrel needed to balance the state's budget this year. Alper says that it's technically possible that oil prices could get back up to that level, but very unlikely.
It's a small likelihood. There's certainly a possibility, but we can't discount it. But if I had to throw a number out there, I'd put it in the less than 5% category.
There are several factors affecting the price of oil. A big one is that global inventories of crude oil are high and the market is oversupplied. Analysts say that's not likely to change soon. Members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, are set to meet with other producers in September to discuss freezing production. That fueled speculation that drove prices up last week. Essa Ramasamy is an analyst for S&P Global Platts. Ramasamy says other factors have longer-lasting impacts on the market, like the forecast for a colder winter.
This year, they believe the winter is going to be much cooler than what it was last year.
Ramasamy says hurricane season can also drive oil prices up as storms hit the Gulf of Mexico and halt production at rigs there. But Ramasamy says there are other factors that could pull prices down. He says one of the most critical is investment. As oil prices cratered, companies stopped investing. Ramasamy says there hasn't been any measurable investment in the last 2 years. In Alaska, continued low prices have caused the state to dip into its $8 billion constitutional budget reserve to close the deficit this year. And while more revenue from the bump in oil prices will cause the state to draw less on its savings, the problem is far from resolved. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rasha McChesney in Juneau.
Oil prices fell about 3% this morning after reaching a two-month high last week, making it seem even less likely that oil prices are going to rebound to historical highs anytime soon.